This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on the website are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We do it for free. And I would say that we actually had, you know, Mark, we talked about in the past that we can't really go and look at all the other radio talk show host sites to see how in-depth they are because they lock out. You unless you're paying a paying client, you can't see all their content.
There's no way to tell how big their sites are.
But somebody posted, I guess, who had had the Rush 24/7 subscription. Mm-hmm. And by the way, board off, I can hear your microphone. So somebody had posted the, I guess, the details of what's behind the login. And really, it didn't sound like much. There were some archives, which we give away for free on our website. And then there apparently were archives of his webcam. Like, who the hell wants to watch an archived webcam show? I mean, we've got a webcam and we give it away on our site at cam.freetalklive.com. And, you know, it's on and you can watch the show, but gosh, I don't even know why anyone would really want to watch the show while it's live, let alone in recorded format.
I can't imagine either. I mean, it's just Rush Limbaugh sitting at a desk over and over again. I mean, I suppose
it's not visually interesting.
If you're watching it as a rerun and you get to hear the show at the same time, I guess that makes sense. I mean, his show is probably connected. His webcam is probably connected to the audio.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that makes some sense that you'd want to watch that later.
Maybe.
I guess. But you certainly wouldn't want to just watch the video by itself.
But it's awful. I've never really understood why people want to watch a radio show. Now, you know, Howard Stern had his show on the E! Network for a while.
Yeah.
And I could kind of get that, because in the case of Howard Stern, he's got women taking off their clothes on a daily basis.
Right.
Of course, they're blurring it out. But the point is, at least then you can see who he's talking to and what they look like.
Right.
But with most radio shows, you have one host sitting in a studio, in our case, two hosts, sometimes three, sitting in a studio just bantering about and taking phone calls. And there's no real visual appeal there as someone who does a little bit of television production.
Sometimes I drink a Diet Coke.
Yeah, there's a little bit of action, a little motion when you raise your arm to your mouth.
I'll type on the computer sometimes.
So I just don't get it. But anyway, so we've got more content than all those other guys, and it's all for free. Freetalklive.com. Coming up, a story out of government school, and it's all about censorship. But first, just a quick, once again, this week, I'm so just shocked by what I've seen as far as video footage this week is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the show, I finished watching some video footage, and I'll post a link to our BBS later so you can see it for yourself. But earlier this week, we were talking about video footage of the police shooting people and batoning people and just generally being tyrannical and terrible in Los Angeles during an immigration protest on Monday. And that was bad enough, but now there's a story on LouRockwell.com which has several links to different SWAT team-related sorts of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is the Dallas-Fort Worth SWAT team raiding a gambling operation where they confiscated $43,000 in cash.
Uh-huh.
They cited like 70 people for being participants in the like people that were just playing cards.
Right.
They got citations, and then they arrested a certain number of people who were behind the operation as well. And just the violence on the part of the police is just so stunning to me. Even though I've seen this sort of footage in the past, now I don't think I've ever seen a gambling raid being conducted before.
But you remember that gambling raid where the doctor was shot in the head by accident by one of the SWAT team members.
He was running an office pool.
He was on his knees handcuffed.
Right.
And they shot him in the head. A doctor, somebody who actually does something for
people. Right, because you really need to train your weapons on a doctor who's running an office pool.
You know, I guess I can see, since gambling's illegal in most places, I can, and, you know, if they're making a lot of money, that they would really not like that. Although they probably won't bust in on little old ladies playing for pennies or whatever. But if I can see them busting in doors in order to catch it in the act, but I don't understand why they would need MP5s trained. I don't understand why they need SWAT helmets. I don't understand why they need faceplates. Why can't they go in uniform, bust the door down, and come in and leave their guns in their holsters? Is there really
Why do they even have to bust the doors down?
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I suppose
of course, gambling
one could make
be
an
illegal.
Argument. One could make, gambling should not be illegal. Everybody should be able to gamble as much as they want, as far as I'm concerned. Then that way, organized crime won't be able to get involved, and the state won't be able to get involved.
I don't know.
Matter.
Maybe the police's excuse would be, well, you know, we're concerned that the mafia is involved, and they're going to have bodyguards waiting to kill us when we come in there. Because there's a lot of that going on.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, that's, I don't think, ever happened.
I don't know. I'm sure that the mob's been involved in gambling, if that's all they have to get involved in. That's what they're going to be getting involved in. But, you know,
how many mob soldiers,
that's happening these days.
How many soldiers in the mob want to, you know, kill some cops over a gambling operation during a raid? I just don't think that's very likely. And really,
if that's the concern, don't they have those Kevlar shields? Can't they bust through with Kevlar shields?
Yeah.
I mean, do they really need to have guns to shoot people with? I mean, once the gunfire erupts, they should know what's going on. And at that point, forget the gambling. You've got people shooting at you. That's a whole brand new felony.
Right.
You know, there's too many bad things that can happen when a whole bunch of guys come into a room with MP5s all over the place.
In this case, the footage is really disturbing. The cops come in there and they start breaking windows. What? You're not going to climb through the window, are you? I mean, normally they just bust down the front door with this concrete full, you know, it's basically this big pile of concrete that they use to bust in the doors with. It's just this filled in this tube. And why are you busting the windows in? Are you just trying to scare people? Really, isn't that what it is? Aren't you just terrorizing people? Isn't this terrorism? Doesn't this fit the definition of terrorism?
It's darn close to it.
Because if I were in that gambling house playing some Texas Hold'em or whatever, and all of a sudden windows started breaking in, and I hear pounding at the door as the door splinters, cracks, and breaks in, I would be terrified. And I don't care if they're shouting, "Police!" Which is what they do in the video.
Sometimes they do that.
Right. I don't care if they're shouting that. That doesn't make it less terrifying. Because I still know that there are going to be scary guys who are all amped up on adrenaline screaming through the doors moments later with, you know, their itchy trigger fingers, ready to shoot you if you make a move that they don't like. Now, in this particular case, they actually had the news crew from one of the Dallas TV stations along with them, and so they got the exclusive footage of these thugs in operation. And I'm talking about the police, because the people that they busted were completely nonviolent. The people that they busted were just... They were just sitting there.
Gambling.
They were gambling, having a good
blackjack
time.
Blackjack or something.
And I just, you know, the cops act as though that this is the end of the world. The cops act like this is terrible, that people are gambling with their free time. Why don't you just leave people to flip alone? Can't we just do that?
It's not terrible. The thing is, you know, in just about every state, I don't know about Texas, but it seems like every state you go to, there's a lottery. Mm. How come it's okay for the state to run a lottery? It's not okay for somebody else.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. I'm glad you brought
it
up.
If the question, if what you jump to is, well, because the mob will run gambling. Well, why would the mob run gambling if it was legal? The only reason the mob's going to be involved in gambling is if it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why isn't the mob selling Intamin's donuts? I mean, it's legal, right? The mob could be involved. Isn't the mob selling aspirin? It's a drug. Mob's involved in drugs, right? No.
The mob only gets involved when a product or service is prohibited.
Right. Absolutely true.
So I watched as these cops busted in the door, arrested several people, and these poor people, they were just having a good time, and then they're forced to go through this. They're forced to go to court, they're forced to pay fines, they're forced to go to jail, all because they decided they wanted to wager a little bit of money on a silly little card game. And this is a crime in America? You know what, Mark, you're right. It really is all about the government protecting its gambling monopoly and protecting the very few individuals that have government approval in order to run gambling operations, like dog tracks and, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what this is all about, isn't it? It's not really about protecting people from being able to wager money, because you can go and wager money on the stock market if you want to.
You sure can. It's called commodities.
Yeah, you can go and wager money on the government lotto, and you can go and wager money at the dog track. But it's for some reason... just doing it on a private basis is illegal in this country, and I think it's disgusting. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. At 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com, and I did send out an update this week about our auction that's going on right now. You want the number two banner on our website, site-wide. Well, place your bid. Last time I looked, it was at $20. You get that for an entire month. Pretty sweet. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com. And know this, SACL CAI has full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. And do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. You know, Mark, I'm guessing you might want to comment on the Ron Paul debates.
I absolutely
last
do.
Night. We'll do that here in a moment. But first, to the phones and talk to Ben in Indianapolis, I think. Hello, Ben?
Yes. I had two comments. I first wanted to comment on the gambling.
Yes, sir.
And I know in Indiana we have, the racetracks have actually will give money. It's like a licensing fee to the actual state government in order to secure this.
Sure, you can't operate a gambling business without the proper bribes.
Right, exactly. So,
but they call it a fee.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, it's actually protecting their licenses as well. But anyway,
that's pretty much what's going on.
Yes, yes. Well, and I wanted to mention how the ACLU was doing having a petition that people can sign in favor of habeas corpus. I know that's discussed on this show, so I just thought that your listeners might be interested.
So the ACLU is circulating a petition with the intention of giving it to certain Congress people or all Congress people, so they supposedly bring it back?
Yeah, that's the idea. They're going to present it to Congress on June 26th, and hopefully a bunch of people will sign it before then.
I don't know what to expect out of that. You know, it seems to me that, is it just me, or is it really a lot more difficult to get liberty back than it is to lose it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, to go back and get it from them, once the bureaucrats have a power and they manage to make money off of it, and that's generally how they do it, once they have that power, they don't let it go. Tell me one government program that's ever gone away. Draft, maybe.
Yeah, but it's still there. All the mechanisms for the draft are still there. All
it's not like they,
the switch.
You know, I mean, basically that was just a huge outcry.
Yeah.
They were shooting people at Kent State, you know.
Yeah, they got rid of the draft, but they didn't get rid of the Selective Service. It's still operating. I don't know, man. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, and let me know if anything happens with it. I can't get my hopes up in today's world.
Well, I can understand that.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. With the Supreme Court ruling that the police can pretty much just kick in your door whenever they want to without even having to announce their presence, with other different court rulings upholding powers of the police, with the executive branch looking to seize as much power for their enforcers as they possibly can, I just can't see this turning around. It's not going to happen, I don't think, with the current makeup in Congress, that's for sure. Republicans, Democrats,
they basically just voted it in. Why would they change it around?
Well, because the American people are going to sign a petition? So what? They don't care what you think.
They show that over and over again.
800-259-9231. There is, however, one politician out there that does stand apart from the pack. He's known as Dr. No, and his name's Ron Paul. And if you watched the GOP debate last night, which I did not, I have no interest in watching it, but I did want to watch Ron Paul's segments, because I don't want to hear what those other scumbags have to say, Mitt Romney and the Rudy Giuliani. It was bad enough because somebody, thankfully, on YouTube took the time to actually cut out the Ron Paul segments and post them all to YouTube, so every single bit that Ron Paul actually spoke is posted in, I think, 10 or 12 different segments on YouTube. Much easier than actually having to trudge through that entire debate.
Right.
Because who the hell wants to hear that crap?
Well, I listened to quite a bit of the debates today, and I was really impressed with Ron Paul. You know, some people said that he was a little so-so on some answers, and I could see where they were coming from, but
he'd probably never been in a presidential debate before.
You know, the American people didn't see it. The MSNBC rated gave him, he won the debate. According to the one of the hosts of the debate, you know, MSNBC.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was the top ranked.
I was just looking at the numbers on MSNBC. I didn't know that one of the hosts pronounced that.
No, the MSNBC is one of the sponsors of the event.
Oh, MSNBC as a host. Okay, I got you. Not the actual guy that.
Right.
Not Chris, whatever the hell.
No, well, whatever it is. The hardball guy.
Yeah. Ron Paul scoring at 34%. Mm-hmm. The question, who stood out from the pack? Over 55,000 people responding. And since there were 10 candidates in that debate, for one candidate to get 34% of the results is tremendous.
No, I don't think that that's, I think that that's how, the way their rating system, the way they went, you could either rate people positively, neutrally,
there's
or negative.
No. Okay. There are two different polls. There's one where you just vote and you choose who won. There are several questions. Who stood out from the pack? Mm-hmm. Ron Paul, 34%. Who showed the most leadership qualities? Ron Paul, number one, at 29%. Who was the most convincing candidate? Ron Paul, number one, at 32%. And then there's the other thing where you've got a little slider where you slide it and you say, oh, well, this candidate, I'm negative towards this candidate, I'm positive towards this candidate. Ron Paul is also winning that poll as well. So by internet standards, at least, Ron Paul was the very clear winner of last night's debate. And I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, he had decent, he didn't have a lot of time to answer. I think his longest answer was 45 seconds. So, and from what I understand, again, I didn't watch the rest of the debate because mm-hmm. I'd have to kill myself if I had to watch politicians speak for 90 minutes. But as I understand it, the other guys got more time than Ron Paul did.
As a rule, but you know, liberties can be pounded out in short answers.
Yes, it can.
You can get very good sound bites going. So. I felt like it was great. You know, when he answered on the war and he talked about he voted against the war mm-hmm. and it was a mistake. And, you know, after hearing all the other Republicans talk about war, and
yep.
John McCain saying more war, you know, all of them just
terrorism, blah, blah.
You know, and he talked about how Republicans and conservatives have always been, you know, anti-war and anti-interventionist. And it was, in fact, the Democrats that got us into, you know, Vietnam, Korea. Mm-hmm. It was a policy in 2000 that they elected Bush on to stay out of people's business, that is a conservative issue. I jumped up and yelled. I was so excited. I mean, I felt like I was at a baseball game and somebody hit a home run. It was,
this is certainly
that
unprecedented.
Exciting.
I mean, this sort of, I don't think this is, has this ever happened before? I mean, obviously I've only been an adult through so many presidential elections, but has this ever happened before where there's really been a principled pro-liberty candidate in the running? In the debates, being able to promulgate these ideas on national television? Has this ever happened before?
I tell you, it made just the debate, just the fact that he got out there and a majority of people who voted, not a majority, but the
plurality.
Yeah, he
a
won.
Significant plurality.
He won the debate last night. Just that makes me feel good about all the money that I donated to his campaign.
Also, he is going on to the next one, which is going to be in a couple weeks.
He's probably
going to
kick their butts there, too.
I hope so, and it should be interesting to see once they start knocking off some of the other guys where he'll get some more time. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Because we can. And that's the way a good talk show website should be. Live streaming included, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. So I don't know if you had more to say about Ron Paul since we were sort of commenting on the debates last night. He cleaned it up. He was definitely the candidate. I mean, I guess I can't really say he really stood out from the pack, but do I really need to hear what those other guys had to say? Did you watch the whole thing?
I can't say I watched the whole thing, but I watched a great deal of it. I mean, you know, I was working while it was playing.
I mean, the other politicians, the same old crap, right? Bigger government, more war on terror, more war around the world. I mean, you can predict what these fools will say. But Ron Paul has a message that's distinctly different from the rest of them. And hopefully the American people will realize this. Hopefully enough people are even paying attention. It seems like they are, at least according to the internet polls. They're going to realize it. They're going to keep voting for Ron Paul in the polls. His numbers will stay high. And maybe they'll even get better. I mean, this is a good start. He's polling in at 30-something percent with a significant plurality of the votes. He's
right.
Number one.
You know, there's the media and the politicos out there, you know, they would love to be able to tell you who your next president's going to be. They would love that. Mm-hmm. You know, they would love to have a race between McCain or Giuliani and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They would love to give you those choices. It's big government or bigger government. You pick.
Big government A or B.
Yeah, like you can have Socialist Party A or Fascist Party B. Mm-hmm. Your choice.
Sure.
Because that's what's good for America.
And you know what?
You know what? And I think Americans, by and large, are a relatively conservative bunch, especially fiscally. You might not be able to say that from a social standpoint, mm-hmm. but certainly from a fiscal standpoint. I think Americans would like their politicians to be accountable for what they spend and would like them to not spend so much. Now, each American probably has their favorite little pet program. I will admit that to you. But when you get a guy out there talking the real conservative message that nobody, people haven't heard this since Ronald Reagan.
I don't like you labeling it conservative. He doesn't have a conservative message in the vein that current conservatives have.
That's what he claims.
I understand. He's trying to appeal to the classical conservatives, mm-hmm. to the paleo conservatives, I guess, as they've been called. But the current term conservative is one of those words that I just wouldn't recommend you align yourself with. Like, I don't call myself an anarchist. I don't think you should call yourself a conservative.
I didn't say that I was conservative. I am a fiscal conservative.
Right.
But, you know, there are a lot of people listening to a Republican debate that are going to call themselves conservatives.
Sure.
that love hearing the message that Ron Paul has.
And that makes sense for him to pander to
them. He won. He won the debate. I am so amazed that a libertarian managed to get into a Republican debate by, you know, being voted in as a Republican, and he beat the pants off of him. Well,
I would like to see a scientific poll done to really get some hard numbers, but judging by the internet polls, he absolutely took the cake last night, which is great. And so that's good. It's going to bode well for the future of just liberty in general. Even if Ron Paul doesn't make it into, if he doesn't win the primary, it'll still bode well just to get the concepts of liberty out there into the population again. But I think that it's important to point out that Ron Paul probably wouldn't have been in the debates if it weren't for the internet. I think that the internet has allowed Ron Paul to really be something.
I would agree.
It's allowed for him to publish a newsletter that can get into the hands of thousands upon thousands of people. He's got his Texas Straight Talk that he publishes online. And, of course, LouRockwell.com, his articles show up everywhere. So, really, the internet has been a key to name recognition for Ron Paul, but also to allow people to really rally behind him. For instance, when the word came out that they weren't inviting him, I guess Fox News is doing the next debate, and they weren't inviting Ron Paul to the next debate, word got out online, the online activists activated on this, and they went in, they called, and they you know, they pounded the phone banks over at Fox News,
mm-hmm.
and now he's been invited to the debate. Of course, he was invited before he got 30-something percent in the polls from last night's debate.
Right.
I mean, how they would have not invited him after his performance in last night's debate, I don't know. But my point being that if this were 1998 or 1988 when he first ran for president under the Libertarian Party ticket, you know, you can't activate these sorts of activists by phone, phone tree. I mean, the internet's a critical element to this man's campaign.
Well, I would say that, you know, to some extent, he's managed to, you know, win the vote, the acclaim afterwards by some, you know, some of his troops on the internet voting for him. You know, like,
sure.
Go vote here, go vote there.
But you know, those other guys have troops.
Did you see the tens of thousands of people that voted in this MSNBC
NTAB? Yeah, 55,000 people.
That wasn't by, you know, the Ron Paul's minions. I mean, that was real Americans saying that they liked hearing what Ron Paul said.
I think you're right about that. And either way, even if it was Ron Paul's minions that were accountable for 90% of his numbers, then that's okay too, because it at least shows that Ron Paul's followers are better activists than the other guys. Because
right.
You know, Giuliani and those other guys have their supporters and their, you know, worshipers or whatever,
yeah.
And they're going to go out and vote in those polls too. So the fact that little old Ron Paul, who doesn't have the multi-million dollar budgets that some of these other guys do, the fact that he's polling higher in the internet polls, I think is pretty significant. Because those other guys can activate people too, but they didn't. So, very interesting. We'll continue to watch this as it develops and keep our fingers crossed for Ron Paul. And at this point, I think the Libertarian Party, the membership of the Libertarian Party and the party officials, whoever is in charge of nominating their presidential candidate, really needs to think seriously about getting behind Ron Paul. Because what do they have now? Doug Stanhope threw in his towel yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Or this week, and he was their best choice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who do they have now? George Phillies?
Well, you know, I understand.
No names?
Well, that's the biggest problem is that Ron Paul has a name. He's elected.
He's got a voting record, too, of voting no on virtually anything that increases the size
right.
of government.
I'm sure that George Phillies is a very principled guy. He seemed like it when I spoke to him, and I understand wanting to differentiate the third party and all that kind of thing. But Ron Paul, we know how he's going to vote.
Yeah.
He's voted very consistently. He's not the most libertarian guy in the world.
He's the most libertarian guy in Washington, D.C. in elected office.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But he is darn close to it. I mean, he's about as principled as you can get. I mean, I would differ with him on a couple of points, but not much.
Right. He ran for, I mean, compare that to how much you differ with a Republican or a Democrat, the other guys.
Oh, the rest of them are just, you know, terrible.
They are.
I just have some disagreements with.
So may this continue, may his campaign continue to have success, and I don't know how you're coming along and actually getting him on the show, Mark.
I've been making the calls.
Doesn't he do anything?
You've turned down the offer I made you.
I didn't want to do a pre-recorded show.
I understand you don't want to do that. Have you gotten the interview with Ron Paul yet?
He'll come on if he wants the publicity.
You'll do a recorded interview if you want Ron Paul. He could save that too.
Yeah, well, I don't need him as.
I understand you don't need him that bad, and he doesn't. I mean, he just won the national Republican debate. Does he need Free Talk Live that bad?
He probably should because
I think
Free Talk Live activists are pretty.
I would concur with you, but do you understand? Stiff necked goes both ways, my friend.
I understand that.
Okay.
If he wants to be on Free Talk Live, it's got to be live, because I got enough things to do during
that. You heard him, listeners.
Right. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. All right, so coming up here, we've got to talk about this story from a government school. Where is this happening, and what's going on?
Oh, hold on just a second. I was I had the Ron Paul thing up there. Okay, from Clear Lake, Indiana. This is an interesting one, I'll tell you. The school superintendent denied Wednesday that his district was discriminating against a high school freshman for not allowing her to wear a pagan symbol on her cheek to celebrate a religious holiday. Hanover Community School Superintendent Michael Lipovich Jr. said that the student who wore the cross on their face to celebrate their Christianity or Star of David to celebrate being Jewish would refuse to take it off would have been sent home too.
If that's true, we'll explore this a little bit here. 800-259-9231, your comments. Did you see the debate last night? How did you feel about it? Or whatever's on your mind. You bring it up. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over 370 of our listeners. I've got something like 33 emails in my AMP folder alone to process through tomorrow, so that should take a few hours. But that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. You know, I can handle it.
Yep.
So,
you know, it's got to be kind of a little funny dealing with the AMP money, because none of it goes to you. It's not like you're getting any of the money. It's all going towards, you know, our marketing budget.
Yeah.
And as the AMP program expands, our marketing budget expands. As our marketing budget expands, well, the purview of Free Talk Live expands. So
yeah, and that's what AMP's all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that since we give you every feature on our website for free, if you appreciate that, then maybe voluntarily send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. It's less than the price of some cups of coffee, and it goes a long way for us, because a bunch of people sending in $3 a month means a pretty significant budget for us to reach out to other radio stations, get the show on those stations, to reach out to other internet listeners, and get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. And, you know, now's more of an important time than ever to get behind the AMP program, especially as 2008 approaches and the presidential elections become more and more of a factor that people are going to be paying attention to. Talk radio listenership goes up dramatically during elections,
mm-hmm.
especially presidential elections. And, you know, we can either ride that train, or we can, you know, be sort of left behind and just have a few affiliates. What I mean is, the more we can get on, the more radio stations we can get on now, the more we can do for candidates like Ron Paul coming up in 2008. So, you know, it's sort of like a little campaign contribution, almost. Amp.freetalklive.com to get the details. You get perks and stuff, too. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, recap the story. It's from a school. It's about a pagan girl who wanted to wear a symbol on her cheek.
Right. The school superintendent denied Wednesday that his district was discriminating against a high school freshman for not allowing her to wear a pagan symbol on her cheek to celebrate a religious holiday. Hanover School's superintendent, whatever, said that any student who wore a cross on their face to celebrate their Christianity or a Star of David to celebrate their being Jewish who refused to take it off would also have been sent home. We would never deny a child their religious expression, he said.
Based on what rule? What's the rule? No face painting allowed?
I don't know that. I mean, you know, when you're running a school, I guess the administrators need to have some kind of, you know, leeway, right? I mean,
so it's all right to wear a cross necklace,
mm-hmm.
but a face painting, no, that's not good.
Yeah, I know that they bring it up in this article, but the first thing that I would say to that is, well, what about Lent when you wear, you know, Ash Wednesday, you put mm-hmm. ashes on your forehead in the shape of a cross.
Mm. I've never seen anyone do that at school, but Yeah, what about it?
I don't know. You know, I'm sure that I've seen. See, the funny thing about it is if you don't know what to look for, you'll just assume that they have something on their forehead.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, the ashes aren't exactly black. It's not like they're, you know, painting.
Okay.
You know, it's just a little smudge, and it's the kind of thing that people overlook. It's not a big deal.
So what does the girl have to say? Did they actually quote her in this story?
Right. The student, Sky Holloman, was sent home for a second day on Wednesday, this time for having more than one pentagram on her face, Levitch said. Andy... Heck, whatever. Andy of Cedar Lake wants an apology from the school district for how it has treated his daughter. He said his 16-year-old freshman has been practicing pagan for 3 or 4 years now. He said his wife and Sharon and he are also pagans. I've been a member of the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids for 13 years. Andy, and he said that May 1st celebrations are a centuries-old tradition. I would probably agree with that. You know, it sounds like the first of spring sort of rite. You know, I mean, I could definitely tell spring's here when I go outside. Pekanig, whatever his name is, said that he was upset because the school district didn't send students home from school for having ashes on their foreheads for Ash Wednesday.
Oh, they didn't? Okay, so kids were actually doing that.
Right.
Huh.
You know, I mean, here you have established tradition versus the unestablished tradition.
Right.
So
basically the superintendent was just lying through his teeth. He claimed that they would have sent those kids home, but in fact they didn't.
Right. Well, I think that he's talking about, you know, sometime that's not a practice, you know, sometime other than Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I see. So it's right. Okay for the Christians to wear the cross on their little holiday,
mm-hmm.
but it's not okay for the pagans to wear their symbol on their holiday.
Right. And I don't know that, you know, I wasn't at this school. I didn't see too many kids at school with ashes, but I did in fact see kids at school with ash on their forehead on Ash Wednesday. So
what if she came to school wearing a pentagram necklace? What would happen to her then?
I don't know. See, this is where it you know, it gets...
What about a pentagram t-shirt?
It gets all so strange.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Is the issue... I mean, he doesn't really make, at least in what you've read so far, mm-hmm. he doesn't make an excuse for why they're doing this. You know, one could say, well, having ashes on... or having a symbol on one's cheek is distracting. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of what the reasoning is.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, is that, you know, the reason that he sends her home is because of what she's become. She's become a huge distraction. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, okay, so someone drawing a pentagram on their cheek, distracting. What about a big t-shirt with a huge neon red pentagram on it? Is that as distracting or not so much?
I don't know the answer to that, but it does seem strange to me. Like, I can imagine some level of face painting going on with pentagrams and stuff
mm-hmm.
that gets spooky and weird. You know,
sure, it's definitely a little bit strange, but
and
really, I mean, you've got a tiny little pentagram on your cheek compared to a 12-inch pentagram
on your
chest.
Right.
On your t-shirt, really, I mean, which one's more distracting? Because I can tell you, Mark, when I was in high school, I was not a pagan, I was not a Christian, I was not a Satanist,
mm-hmm.
but I wore a pentagram symbol for a little while around my neck just because it bothered people.
Yes.
Just because, you know, that's just how I was.
I can imagine that that's the case.
Right. And because you would walk around with this pentagram symbol on your neck, and it was funny because... no one could keep their eyes off of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing talking to people. It was like, you know, I felt like maybe sort of like a woman might feel like with guys looking at her breasts, because that's right around where the pentagram symbol hung on me.
People were horrified by your pentagram as opposed to a woman's breast.
Right. They couldn't make eye contact with me for very long.
Yes.
They try to, and then you could watch as their eyes would drop down to the pentagram, and they sort of, their eyes would get a little bit wide, and they would look a little bit scared.
That exactly is the problem, though. Like, what you're talking about is what the problem is.
But the problem's with them, not with the pentagram. The problem's with the people who have an issue
so
and
you
who are
say,
uncomfortable about it.
What the problem is government schools. Because if you were at my school, I'd tell you to take that pentagram off.
And as you should be able to do that.
Right. And, you know, at Mark's school, I make the rules, and you're not allowed to have any symbols that I deem satanic.
And that is the issue here.
Yeah.
The issue is government schools, one-size-fits-all policies, discriminatory policies that if you don't agree with, well, screw you. You still have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are paying property taxes, and they're paying for the enforcement of these rules on their daughter, which they don't agree with. They can pull the daughter out of school, but that won't stop them from having to pay for it. How can you justify paying for something that is a system that is set up against your beliefs? Whether it be pagans, whether it be Christians that want to have their little creation science thing taught in school, whether it be people that want to have their sex ed agenda taught in school, you have to pay for whatever the government decides is appropriate. And that's not right, is it? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Puke on the amplifier line in New Hampshire. Hello, Puke.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Probably what this superintendent or principal, whatever he was, you know, he saw a pentagram and thought, oh, you know, this kid worships the devil or something, and that's probably why, you know, didn't like it, but it's just ridiculous. But that's not what I was calling about. I was calling about the GOP debate that was yesterday or the day before.
Yes,
and I just wanted to comment on, you know, I was listening to, like, other news sources, like the, I listened to the BBC on satellite radio, NPR, and the ABC News podcast just to see what else is out there. And they essentially didn't mention anything about any of the other candidates other than Giuliani and McCain.
I just
find it so strange how they would talk about, you know, they'd bring up the subject that, you know, the Iraq war was brought up in the debate, and then they'd say essentially no one was against it. You know, at this
essentially.
Debate. I just knew that was... totally.
Man,
you
they
know,
just the virtually they want.
Virtually all of the candidates were for the Iraq War.
Yeah, that's what they'd
that's
say.
Sort of wordplay.
Like, oh, that is, you know, that's just outright lies.
Welcome to mass media coverage of libertarian candidates and ideas. They do everything they can to ignore and marginalize candidates that promote a pro-liberty viewpoint. Thanks for the call, Freak. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. It's just amazing, isn't it? We'll comment more on this coming up. Your calls as well. How'd you feel about the debates? This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.